mean? According to what? His riches.
Well, let's think. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Whose need? Yours, so take ownership of it. Your need, according to what? According to his riches. Does that mean according to the availability? Does that mean according to your resources? What does that mean? According to what? His riches. Well, let's think about his riches. What kind of riches does he have? Yes, unlimited. What else? Streets paved in gold. He has cattle on a thousand hills, right? God will show you where the good gold is. God is the one who gives you the power to get wealth. So this is the God who shall supply all of our need according to his riches in glory, not even limited to this natural earth. Well, how? By Christ Jesus. He purchased it. And if he purchased it, it means it's already a sure thing. Absolutely a done deal. And so we have to meditate the word. And it doesn't mean just read the scripture, though it's good to read the scripture over and over again. That's not all that it means. It means to actually ponder it and figure out an application in your personal life. So now that we have time on our hands and we're not all running to Walmart at 11 o'clock at night, we have the opportunity to sit down and look at the word and consider, what does this mean to me? Let's start looking at this over in the Message translation. The Message version is really good. We're going to start in verse 9. I've been reading the Message just because, I mean, you'll see, it's just so simple. The good, the right, the true, these are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. Wait, stop. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. That's a great scripture. Figure out what is pleasing to God and then do it. Now, this might take some time, right? It might take some time for us to actually sit down, have a conversation with God and say, hey, you know, I've just always done this. Does this please you? I've just always talked this way. Is this pleasing to you? I've just always... This, is this pleasing you? Even the way that we read scriptures. Do we just glance over them just to get our reading done? Or do we actually allow it to become part of who we are and transform our actions, our thoughts, and what we say? So figure out what will please Christ and then do it. How can you figure out what will please Christ? Yes, talking to him, but more specifically, there's something that you can do. Read the Bible. He tells you right here. And the reality is that in the Word of God, we know what is the will of God, and we know what is the will of Jesus, because Jesus agrees with the will of God, and Jesus is the Word of God. So the more that we read the Bible, the more that we're going to figure out what's pleasing to him, and then we do it. So there's an action that we take once we've read the Bible. We don't just read it for a history lesson. We read it for guidance in our everyday life. Now, what will happen if we sit there? Let's take the book of Proverbs. And what will happen if we sit here and we read the scripture, then we see what's pleasing to God, and then we do it? What will happen? Well, your life is going to be transformed, won't it? We will change by virtue of the fact that we're finding things that we realize, hey, I shouldn't have been doing it exactly the way that I did. There's a better way. There's a better way. You know, one of the scriptures that's in Proverbs is that we're not to co-sign, right? Well, what if we put that in application? Well, it would save a lot of relationships, wouldn't it? And the thing is, some people would not appreciate it. Some people don't appreciate if you say, no, I'm not going to co-sign. But the reality is that if we explain, listen, it violates the word of God, I cannot co-sign for you, and I want to preserve our relationship, ultimately, it will preserve your relationship. It may have a little hiccup in the meantime, but it will ultimately preserve it. Okay, so verse 11, and we've kind of talked about this a little already, but it says, don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham that they are. So we don't need to fill our time with busyness, right? And especially things just that are not fruitful or profitable. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in darkness where no one will see. Well, that's even more. If you're concerned about whether or not your church friends and family are going to know about what you're doing with your other friends outside of here, you should reevaluate whether or not that's what you want to be doing. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Because things, you know, there's a reason why when lights are dark or, you know, dim, things look more attractive than in the bright light, right? That's why we women, we put our makeup on in bright light, because at least as it dims, we look better, not worse. There's a mic tip for you. Wake up from your sleep, climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So he's saying, listen, if you'll just do this, Jesus is going to show you how to. He's going to show you the way, right? His word is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. So we know that he's going to walk this walk with us. He's going to walk in front of us. He's going to lead us and guide us and direct us. But you're going to have to wake up. This is a wake-up call, right? We get an opportunity to pour into the one thing that is going to change our life forever, and not just ours, but that around us too, right? There's a ripple effect that happens when we study the Word of God. When our life is changed, then those that we are around start to experience the change that we have gone through. They start to look, and if they don't change just by watching what you do and at least mimicking, they're going to try to find out, how is it that you have changed? What did you do? How did you change? I know who you were. Listen, I have friends that I love so much that I've been friends with for years, and they have watched me change, and all of them have gotten saved as a result of just watching the transformation. Now, I'm not claiming that they're all walking with Jesus, but I'm telling you, they all will be in heaven. Now, the next step will be that they all walk with Jesus, absolutely. But I have to be consistent in my walk in front of them so that the ripple effect occurs. So watch your step, use your head. Think about it. And you know, we think, oh, well, yeah, but this isn't all about your mind. This is a walk of faith. I understand that, but the transformation happens in your mind. And the word of God is the saving of our soul. And where do we meditate if not in our head? When we meditate in our head, it affects our heart. But it starts somewhere. It's not surface. It's not carnal for us to meditate the word of God, even though we're mulling it over in our mind. You know, sometimes we get tripped up because we're thinking, oh, but that's carnal. It's just mind. It's just mind. No, we start in the mind. We renew our mind so that we're transformed. The transformation happens by our heart being affected by what we're meditating on, by what we're thinking about. They're not excluding each other, right? Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Was this statement ever truer? in your lifetime. Make the most of every chance you get. Listen, we have the greatest opportunity in our lifetime, that there's not as many demands on our time as there normally is. For the first time in history, I do not feel guilty about not going to the gym. It's closed. They send an email saying, hey, don't show up. Yes. Make the most of every chance you get. So let's not just fill it with more busyness, right? I'm the first one to admit I've got the list of projects typed out, ready to go. I've checked off two so far. Out of two pages, I know it's just a start, but we have to not just fill the time with busyness, even if they're good things. You understand? That the things on my project, they're not the things in the darkness. They're the things I want in the light. It's the life that I want to live. I want to be more organized. I want to be, you know, more efficient in the way that I do things. But it's not going to replace my time with Jesus. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. However, during these unusual times, we will be holding our Sunday and Wednesday services live online on YouTube. Here is how you get there. Go to YouTube, type in Kurt Owen Ministries, and when you get to that page, tap on Kurt Owen Ministries, and then the live broadcast will be right in front of you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Easter is our favorite time of the year. COVID-19 can't cancel Easter, In fact, 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that.